Well, I'm glad to follow Bill's statement on this, because I think God works far beyond the church. And thank God he's out ahead of us all the time. And that's because he loves the world, and business is a primary arrangement on God's part for people to love one another and serve one another. I like to razz my students at USC who are in the business school by asking them, what is business for? And of course they, like parrots, say, oh, it's profit. And then my next question is, do you tell that to your clients? And of course we don't. We say things like, we care. And they don't mean we care about making money. I mean, they're not going to say that to their clients. They say, we care about you, right? And people often, they ask me to talk on things like, is God in business? If God wasn't in business, it wouldn't even be there. And it has this natural tendency to reach out to the neighbor and the neighbor and the neighbor and the neighbor all around the world. That's in the nature of business. And it reaches out without, it's like most of God's operations, they are running beyond the conscious motives of the people who are doing it. And that's why when we look at things that are happening like our current economic distress, the big question is, what is God doing here? That's the big question. What is God doing here? What is God doing in technology? What's God got to do with liquid metal? See, God, that's God's idea.
Absolutely.
Right? Just like that stuff that we heard about last night, that oozes out of the ground, and the Pennsylvania farmers couldn't figure out how to get rid of oil oozing out of the ground in their cornfield, you know. God packed it all in there. And business is a primary moving force of the love of God in human history. And it doesn't wait until Christians get a bright idea about it, see, or Muslims or whoever. It's just there. That's God. That's the kingdom of God at work. Now, there are a lot of interesting connections to talk about there, and I won't try to go into them now. Maybe many of them will come up, have already come up. But we have to recognize that God is always out front of the church, and he's working in many ways. Technology is a primary manifestation of God. And of course, without technology, you couldn't have business as we have it today. And the whole issue of what money is. Money ain't what it used to be. You know, many people think they have money in the bank. They don't. There's some chips somewhere that's got some stuff in it, but there's no money. And now then you can ship billions of dollars to the other side of the world by pushing a button. Is that money? Or is that something as big as the switch from barter to coins? You see, all of these issues, God is at work. And the intent is to enable us to love one another and cause the glory of God to shine. I'm so glad when Jesus was talking, he didn't say, let your words so shine before men. He said, let your light shine before men so that they would see your good works and say, hey, God is really wonderful, you know? And they don't even comment about me or you. They go to God because of what they see of his action in our life. So I think that's really what we have to understand. I need to add on here, by the way, you know, the title of our meeting is Vocation. Business is one vocation. And we need to think about the lawyers and the accountants and the doctors. See, I mean, one of the big issues now is how do professionals in the medical field work with professionals in the business field. And that is an unsolved problem at present, and partly because they don't know how to get together at the level of working for what is good, and they tend to push what they want. And so we have to think of all the professionals and of these people as servants of God. And there's nothing I like to teach more at USC than professions and how professions work. Because the students are hungry to see something more than just career advancement. But normally their business schools and their law schools don't give them anything more. And that is actually a radical change in the last 75 or 80 years. But now the schools are embarrassed to talk about the common good. And many of them will actually try to disallow any talk of that. And I've seen technical writings in the field of professions that say all that is required is that everyone compete at their highest level, and that will result in the best service of the profession to the public. Not hardly. It doesn't work that way, because that's nothing but self-advancement, and that it does not have the blessing of God and humanity on it. So it's just extremely important. We don't want to leave the other professions behind. I hope you think of business as a profession. Journalism is one of the most important vocations, hardly a profession technically. But what a tremendous, I mean, you guys on the front of the Wall Street Journal.
We can't get there without the journalists.
No, and actually, it's tremendously important what journalists do. So we need to talk about that whole spread. But business is, in many ways, the driving force, because it actually feeds people. It takes care of people. And you can't say that about many of the other professions. And of course, the ministry is one of the primary professions.